The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Skylar Ogden. Lobster men in Maine are worried about the future of the industry as the tariff war between China and the U.S. continues. Last week, China imposed a 25% tariff on U.S. lobster exports, forcing Chinese importers to look for other markets. The duties came in response to tariffs posed by U.S. President Donald Trump on Chinese goods. Michael Marceau, who owns the lobster company in Arundel, Maine, is worried about what's to come.
That's a hand grenade in business. When something happens that quickly, that devastating.
China is the biggest overseas market for U.S. lobster sales. The industry was on track to more than double sales this year, with export data showing sales of $75.3 million through June, compared with $34.2 million over that same period in 2017. Now, business owners like Marceau are worried they might have to downsize.
Most of our employees have been with us a long time. We do Shanghai, Shenzhen, Beijing, Hong Kong. 12 years ago, imported maybe 300,000 or 400,000 pounds a year. Now they take 6-7 million.
Lobster is pivotal to livelihoods in Maine, with approximately 4,500 men and women licensed to catch and another 10,000 working on other areas of the industry. Hanoi is making a big investment in cleaning up its air pollution. In its fight, the Hanoi City Council this month approved a ban on motorcycles by 2030. Jason McInerney is a U.S. environmental and health officer.
In any capital city in the world, the four most common contributors will be vehicle emissions, power plants, in particular coal power plants, agricultural burning, and if it is present, industrial emissions.
This year, Hanoi recorded 10 clean air days in the second quarter, higher than the corresponding period in 2016 and 2017. In an effort to keep that trend going, the city council also planted 80% of a target of 1 million trees. But challenges remain. Coal still provides the bulk of electricity for Vietnam's fast-growing economy. Without an alternative source of income, many in the industry are reluctant to make the switch to a cleaner energy source. Trina Van Thai is the owner of the Honeycomb Coal Factory.
No, I won't stop this business. I'll do this until the coal runs out.
Hanoi is one of several major Southeast Asian cities battling emissions from vehicles and industrial activity. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from The Voice of America.